What's going on, everyone? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school. And most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate through all of the clickbait internet garbage so you don't have to.
You once called it dumpster fire.
It is a dumpster fire. The last time you were online.
So
every time you open your phone or pull open
fire.
Anything on your PC or your Chromebook, dumpster fire.
That's why I make the background a literal dumpster fire.
Right, because it just tells you already what you're going into.
It premeditates my day. Okay, so listen to this, though. Sometimes the content we discuss is kind of interesting.
Sometimes it's useful.
Very rarely. We don't want to mislead you if you're a brand new listener.
Yeah.
However, listen to how crazy this is. This article is from the payathomeparent.com. Little play on words, stay at home parent, pay at home parent. This site is dedicated towards supposed ways you can make money while being a stay at home parent. So,
and especially in these unprecedented times where there's all sorts of unease and unemployment everywhere, this could help you out for a side hustle.
Potentially. I mean, let's discuss the article first.
Where's it from again? What's the article from?
The Pay at Home Parent.
Oh, that's right. Pay at Home Parent.
Okay, so this is called How to Sell Feet Pictures, an oddly lucrative side hustle.
Oh, there's always those people that are into feet.
And yes, I did say feet, F-E-E-T, pictures.
And if you got to pick a part of the human anatomy
to be the most disgusting.
Well, to be attracted to in an odd way, feet.
Yeah, that's...
You choose feet?
That's got to make you lay
deformed,
in bed at night feeling
sweaty,
like a loser.
Sweaty, smelly hands on people. No one's got cute feet.
No, there are feet.
Whose?
Well, based on these pictures, I mean, there's some people with decent-looking feet.
My
feet are not
differ.
Decent-looking.
I don't think anyone's are.
But there's other parts of the body, like armpit photos. I would not want to see that.
That's just weird.
Male ass crack photos, would not want to see that.
No. Feet pictures in general, no. I'm good on.
I would rather have someone send me a dick pic than a foot pic.
I'd rather look at a picture of someone's balls than a foot pic. Balls are just disgusting.
What if it was the balls?
I don't even
want to
look at my own balls. Like, if balls on top of a foot?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. Feet. I would rather look at balls and not even my own balls, someone else's balls than someone's feet.
I absolutely agree with you on that. So let me ask you, before we even scroll down this page to discuss this content, what do you think a pay rate for a foot picture would be?
$20-25
for one,
for with both feet in it?
You gotta be kidding me.
I don't know.
One picture.
Well, people on that OnlyFans is like $30 a month, so
but don't.
Oh, you're right, for $30 a month it would be expensive.
No, but for the $30 a month, don't they get custom made videos?
Yeah, and like feet pictures if they want.
But it's an actual video, isn't it?
Well, you can do videos and pictures.
Okay.
I think.
Well, because do you remember several podcasts ago we were talking about the girl that pretended to be the dog?
Oh, yeah.
On OnlyFans, she would actually pretend to be a dog, and she was making bank, though. But she was making actual, like, 10 to 15-minute custom videos.
Acting like a dog.
But so, you know damn well she sold that custom video many times over. Don't act like you only
sold it to one person. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And see, what the feet picture thing is, I wouldn't be just selling feet pictures for $2 a photo.
But your phone, you could do the, what's that called when you put it on the thing where it like spams photos, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
where
it's a Google image search.
No. Where you hold like your...
Burst shot.
Burst shot, yeah.
Yeah.
You could burst shot and bang out 100 in a minute.
Of just feet. So that'd be $200, but you would have to find 200 or 100 buyers.
Or do you sell them in bulk? Is it like, here's a 10-pack of feet photos?
Well, with the internet, I'm pretty sure it's pretty easy to sell feet pictures, right?
See,
there's
got
to be a website dedicated to people's feet.
No, there are, but couldn't you just go to Google, type in feet photos, click images?
Yeah.
Like free. It's free porn.
But I guess some of the excitement would be getting the feet pictures of a specific person.
Right.
Like, if it's this one girl or guy that you're into and you want their feet pictures.
Do you think it's like that where you go through headshots on the site and then you find someone whose face looks attractive and you pay them to see their feet?
It's kind of like show me your titties, but kind of show me your feet. Show me them feet.
I honest to God, true story. I think I may have even mentioned this on the podcast before. When I used to bartend at the strip club, there was this guy that would come in these business suits. And the only thing he wanted to do was to go into the VIP room with the dancer of his choice, take vanilla wafers, put them in between her toes, and then eat them out.
That's so fucking
That's it.
Weird.
That was it.
But that's so weird.
That's but the
She's
dancer...
been in heels all day, oh, yeah. like, it, working it, on that stage and...
Had to have been absolutely disgusting, but the dancers loved it because they could just sit back and text on their phone and...
And he just eats vanilla wafers out
of
their
feet. He just
puts
them in between the toes and, I'm just
really
nuts?
Good on the feet pictures.
Yeah. Hard pass, but
very
okay.
hard pass.
So, if you want to sell your feet pictures, this opportunity is available for you.
For your stay-at-home mom or dad.
Yes, in the U.S., U.K., or Canada. So, in these three places, you can sell your feet pictures.
Legally, it's not considered sex work, I guess.
I
even though you know what they're doing with them.
Well,
I had
okay.
the one guy that wanted to buy my underwear that one time.
I went through that also. But we just discussed how Canada, how they encourage glory holes. So why
well,
would
during
they...
during these times of COVID, of course.
Why would they be like, oh no, keep that foot pick to yourself if they're encouraging trucker sex?
Of course. So, I mean, Canada's real loose with all that. So
it's, that's... play
so
on words.
I would think because they took down back pages.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd start your Facebook, I guess, group.
Feet group.
And then or
it's
Instagram.
It's a foot ahead of the rest.
Right. Like your Instagram thing, and then you get people, then you send. I don't know how you would sell.
Well, let me tell you. Step one, understand how this business works. Whether
well,
you
we
want...
don't understand how the business works. So
that's why we're reading.
We're here.
Whether you want to make selling feet pictures a profitable side hustle or a completely passive business, it is imperative that you understand how the business works. I don't really think that's a step. That was like kind of like a preface to the step. It's not
that's,
really.
Yeah, that's the pre-step.
Yeah. So step two, which is technically
step one,
is to research the legalities of selling feet in your
country.
Well,
they already told us in the country that we can, so.
Yeah, the three.
Okay.
UK, US, Canada. Oh, and now this says Australia as well.
Oh, so if we didn't read into here, we wouldn't know about Australia.
We wouldn't. Step three, which is technically step two. You are going to want to take and sell the pictures.
Oh, sounds easy enough. So I take these pictures of my feet and I sell them.
Yes.
To who? How do you sell them?
Well, step four, which is technically three, you want to find people who are itching to buy your feet
pictures. Bad adjective.
That's just how it goes.
Okay, so, all right, so. How do you think you find people to buy your feet pictures? Do you just bring it up casually in an elevator?
Or like Thanksgiving dinner.
To your family? Mm-hmm. Does it have to be sexual?
So,
or can you just sell
Uncle
feet
Jerry.
Right. So what you been up to? Well, I got this new business.
Selling feet pics.
Yeah, I just sell feet pics of myself. I just take pictures. You want some?
Do you think they like the underground lingo is F-pic? Like how D-pic?
Toe-pic.
Ooh, T-pic.
It could be that. Yeah, T-pic.
Sounds like a toothpick, though.
Yeah,
hey,
true.
Hey, send me a toothpick.
T-pick. So, okay, how does it tell you that
we're
okay, find these
so
people?
Next. So, next, step five, which is actually four, pricing.
Oh,
your...
it just tells you to make sure you find people that want to buy them.
Okay, well, wait.
That
wait.
Is the hardest part about it, though.
Absolutely. That's like a business. First, you
just
buy
start
products.
Tweeting.
Next, you find people to buy them.
Sell
Done.
Your products. Successful business.
Okay. So,
I don't get it yet.
So, now you are going to want to price them right. There's a difference between sales and no sales. You're going to learn how to price them right and find the sweet spot that's going to lead you to passive sales. Okay. But wait, next, step six, which is actually step five. Are you in need of extra cash or even a stream of passive avenue income? If so, invest in resources you can get paid for your fee. Let me guess. They're going to try to sell us a $19.99 How to Sell Your Feet Pick ebook. Let me just guess. Is that what's coming?
It's a Kindle.
Okay. So the resources can help you turn your side hustle into a profitable income.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Okay.
They actually do list websites. However, you can also click this link that says, yes, give me the guide.
I'm sure
but I'm
flagged.
Not.
Don't
I'm
click
not
that.
Clicking that link because I don't want malware. Okay. These are actual websites that you listeners can go to right now and...
For America.
For America. First is InstaFeet, just like Instagram, but it's literally InstaFeet.
That's not selling them.
But wait.
Unless you have to subscribe to your feed.
Okay, you're going to add your feet pics to your profile. You have to at least start with 5. And then... People provide you a monthly subscription. So once they subscribe, they'll pay you monthly and they can get behind your paywall to see additional feet pics.
It's only fans, but only feet.
It is.
It's Boom. Only feet.
Absolutely. Then there's Feetify, F-E-E-T-I-F-Y, kind of like Spotify.
And to sign up for them, you have to provide identification.
Oh, does it say that?
On the other one, it does, yeah.
For InstaFeet?
Yep, right up there, right up a little bit
more. Oh, it does.
It says identification required.
That creeps me out. No way.
Take a picture of your ID, send your social security card, and then scan your fingerprint on the back of your phone.
I don't like it.
Just Blood so you sample. Can sell your feet pics.
Supposedly.
Oh, supposedly,
okay, so
right.
Feetify, which actually sounds just like Spotify.
Yep.
You can make your anonymous Feetify account for free. Your ID is not required here. You just got to post some example images, and you get paid when your custom feet photos sell.
So what it is you put out some of your best feet photos.
Your bait.
Yeah.
You cast your line out with some nice bait.
You catfish your feet out mm-hmm. there, right?
You do.
And then you get people in there like, send me some. Like,
or pinky toe.
I just need your pinky toe. I need you to go jogging for a while. How about you just let them soak in water for about 25 minutes and then take pictures of them and send
Can
them
I get
to
a
me.
Pic of your pinky toe on top of an apple?
That's all. That's... It's a ball sack on top of it. Yeah. That's all I want. So,
Bapple.
Yeah.
So, okay. Then there is also, you can open your own Shopify store. Now, Shopify is just a
web Etsy?
Host. No, Shopify is like big commerce. It's just a web host. So you just say, I want to open a store. And then you just buy the web hosting space. You
it's
don't
the
need
internet
Shopify.
Flea market.
It's
an internet flea market.
It's a template. It's just a template. Like, you can make the template anything you want. You
Your
could sell
pics.
Clothing. In this case, you could sell feet pics. However, I'm telling you guys, as someone that uses a Shopify competitor.
Do you think pedicured ones sell more? Or do they want, like,
honest to God,
gritty,
like, gnarly,
nasty feet,
I
bunions and shit?
Don't know. I don't know.
I
do
don't
they
know.
Want, like, feet deformities?
Or do they have, or is there such thing as, like, a sexy foot?
That's a good question. That is a really solid question.
So I would think, if I were to think anything about feet, which I don't.
But
if
you,
feet were
you
sexy,
can't
I would
like
think
you. That, you can't you
I would
think
that each
like
toe
you.
Has to be its own size.
Oh.
And they have to go in like descending order.
Right, right.
You know how sometimes like someone has like their third toe in is like 4 times longer than the rest of them?
I have a dragon claw. My second toe, I got my big toe. My second toe is my dragon claw.
It's bigger than your other?
Oh, yeah. It's total claw. Total claw.
Really? See,
yeah.
Mine are all like
I could
all
absolutely,
in descending order.
I could absolutely grip a branch. Yeah.
So do you think that would be a good thing for Feetify?
Thinking as myself, no. Thinking as a person that jerks off to feet, maybe.
Like, how do you got your brain into that space? Because I think that's kind of hard to do that. Because I would think that they would be more, I guess, the classic style foot, where you'd say all descending order at an angle. And
if you have to label
no
a
ingrown
foot nice,
toenails or
if you got to label
nails.
A foot nice, in my opinion, and I don't jerk off the feet, but. I really
if you
like,
did.
I really like the descending foot angle where it's like the nice
the big
just,
one, the second smallest, the third smallest, the fourth smallest, and it goes down. Instead of like some kind of like weird.
If it looks like a foot clip art, that's the correct foot.
Right. That's
like
how
mine,
I would think
mine
so.
Mine don't look like that. So congratulations, Pat. You may have
I could do this.
Passive income right here.
Oh,
this
you
is all
could do
you.
It on Tinder too, apparently.
This is what it's saying. Do you want to read this one?
All right, Tinder is a popular dating app where you can market your feet pics to prospective buyers. As you grow your friend base, you can let them know where to find your listings. Since Tinder is not a storefront website, you'll have to treat it as a marketing strategy and sell those feet pictures through another flat platform.
That's nothing, because then you need to still open your Spotify store or BigCommerce or there's a bunch of other ones, Magneto, whatever.
Etsy.
And the Etsy, yeah. And then you're going to have to direct the Tinder freak
to your other store. Shopify site or whatever.
You're going
to,
no.
It's already an issue.
Yeah.
That's where the Feedify one's got it going on, actually. Where you just pay for subscriptions through that itself.
I would honestly say, as a business owner, if I was going to encourage the people I coach to pick one of the strategies listed
so far.
It's the
all-inclusive one.
I would say go with Feedify. But this is not guidance. I'm just
saying. I don't jerk off to feet, so no. I don't understand, and I don't make money off of it either.
As a layman, I would say Feedify thus far sounds the best.
Well, then they also have OnlyFans, which I mentioned earlier.
There's actually a video. Do you want to listen to this really quick? It's called What You Need to Know About My 2 Weeks of Selling Feet Photos.
A month and a half ago, I posted my first selling feet pics on OnlyFans video, going
Jamaican?
Through the sign-up process and the approval process. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I took you all through making my first post on OnlyFans. Today, I'm sharing with you everything I've learned so far, how much money I've made on OnlyFans.
Now, this is an 8-minute video.
Post-purchases and tips, the only way you can make money on OnlyFans? No. You can offer pay-per-view content via direct messages, as well as advertise additional custom content in return for tips on your post. Keep in mind, photos and videos are not the only things you can post. You can upload a voice recording, go live with subscribers, or start a fundraiser with a target price. How exactly do I withdraw my money from OnlyFans and get it into my bank account?
Oh, wait, did she already say it?
What else? Chef, musician, the list goes on. You can do like me and many others and post pictures of your feet, or you can post pictures of your paintings, a video educating.
I thought she was going to say penis.
I thought so, too.
Possibilities are endless. Whatever is your expertise, skill, or talent, you can use that. Okay, like with many big, well-known companies, they're withdrawn any money as yet. I'm going to do it.
Oh, she hasn't drawn any money as of yet. Is that what she
just
said?
That's what she just said. Yeah, it's frozen. Oh, I was going to try to play a commercial.
Is that YouTube?
Yeah,
fucking of course, YouTube, of course. Okay, so check this out. I just Google searched how much do people make selling feet photos. According to True Work Guide, it's hard to trust anything with the name True in the title.
Or honest.
Like, if you didn't put that, I thought you were lying. Yeah, okay.
Any website with those names in the front of it's always a little bit
this
suspect.
This says, there is no standard price for a foot photo. However, you can earn between $5 and $1,000 or even more. So that's... How much is this car, sir? This car is somewhere
between $5,000 and $5,000.
Or more.
or you can just start your OnlyFans now.
Yeah. Now, this other site, which is Earn Smart Online Class. Yeah, that's literally the name. EarnSmartOnlineClass.com. Selling feet pics on FOAP, it's like soap but starts with an F, is easy because most images will charge $10.
$10? That's still pricey, though.
However, you can also make $5 or as much as $25. So I'm honestly thinking a foot pic's $5.
$250 a foot.
Like, the only two common denominators between the first one and this one is $5. Everything else is like, could be $18,000. It's freaking $5.
That vacation's going to be in sight this year, I can tell you that. I'm just going to start selling my feet pics. Feetify.
But
we could sell them on eBay.
Okay, but don't you think that once you see the foot, the one foot, 3, 4, 5 times, you now want to see a different foot? Because you're
absolutely,
you're
it's the same thing to go with porn
foot.
Stars
yes.
And
yes.
Anything else. It's once you're like, okay, 4 or 5 times you've seen it, and I guess you've worked your way through it. Is it really that exciting to you anymore?
No, not at all.
So what's that $1,000 foot pick going to be different than that $5 foot pick?
Yeah.
Does it have the sock on?
Oh.
It slowly shows ankle a little bit more.
They slowly strip the sock off.
Oh, God, that's so just gross.
And then they wiggle the middle toe. They're one of those people that can do that, just wiggle the one.
And they got all the fuzzies crammed in between their feet still.
Wafer.
Vanilla wafers, yeah.
So, yeah, you can also sell them on eBay as well as Craigslist. There's other ways you can upsell your feet photos, such as dipping your foot in water, then coating it in sand.
Ooh.
Oh, but couldn't you also just do, like, the wet t-shirt of feet pics and just dip it in water, drape it in a blanket?
Yeah.
Put it in a blanket first, dip it in water.
Or you could put on one of those socks that have all the little toes in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There's tennis shoes like that, too.
They're so weird.
They're strange.
So freaking weird.
I can't stand things between my toes.
I can't stand looking at people's feet.
Do you even wear those thong sandals?
If I'm on the beach.
You can do those?
No, they hurt.
Yeah, it rubs my
That's
my
why
little...
I said only on the beach when you like don't have, like, I'm not going to wear Crocs. I just can't do it.
Oh, they just look so bad.
I just
so
can't
bad.
Do it. I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I'm a millennial. I'm an elder millennial.
You are the final year, I think, of millennials.
You're the final year of Gen X.
I'm actually,
You're the eldest millennial, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I am.
So, like.
Well, but I'm not millennial. I am the youngest Gen X.
No, oldest Gen X.
No, I'm the youngest Gen X.
Oh, the youngest Gen X.
Yeah.
I'm the elder millennial.
Eldest, yeah.
Eldest millennial. Yeah. I can't wear Crocs. I just can't do it. They look stupid. They are stupid. And you think they're a big rubber shoe, so your big rubber shoe smells like a big rubber foot after the longest time.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fart.
Oh, well, that too. Well, because, you know, you ever wear those thong sandals or anything? They get greasy, muddy, and gross on there. So inside that Croc without any sock on there, that's just making stew in there. It's gross.
You got to have the sock in the Croc.
You have to have a sock in a Croc? if you don't have a sock in a Croc, then what's the point of wearing the Croc? Because it's waterproof, right? And you're wearing a sock in the Croc because...
What the fuck?
If you're wearing your sock in the Croc, then it's just, what's the point of wearing a Croc? Because your fucking sock is getting wet anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I completely agree.
And the Croc, they're all stupid. They're big rubber shoes.
There's some females, keyword, females, that they look kind of cute on.
No, that's Uggs. Uggs boots are cute on some females. Crocs aren't cute on anybody.
I don't know. People like those.
You think you'd take your picture of your foot in a Croc and, like, that would be more than the $5?
$10.
You know, $10. Some sand on there and some water.
Some wine.
Right.
If you're going to give me $1,000, I will take a picture of my dragon claw just bathed in whatever wine you want me to pick.
Strawberry jam.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want that,
peanut butter? Like $1,000 a photo, I'm down. I just don't see how you can
just make that much extra money on the side.
Wait, you can make even more by becoming a brand ambassador.
To what, Dr. Scholl's?
Yeah, actually, to shoes, socks, slippers, etc.
Yeah, so the Dr. Scholl's
because Dr. Scholl's...
They have those hand models.
But as if Dr. Scholl's is really trolling... The internet, what is it called? Feetify?
To find their next foot model?
Yeah.
I doubt it. There might be. I don't know. If there was going to be an executive or a board member that would be doing it, it would be them.
But you can also make more money by becoming a foot product tester.
Oh, so you could, like, try on socks
and
Dr. Scholl's gelling?
Yeah, something.
I'm gelling the gelling.
You can become a foot model.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, there's those hand models for QVC. There'd be, like, a foot model would be the best way to get paid
for
that.
Okay, how many feet models are there? I don't think this is a realistic job opportunity.
It's nothing to strive for.
You can become a foot influencer on Instagram. It literally says that, you guys. It actually freaking says this.
You could be a foot influencer.
Yeah.
I influence people through my feet and my pictures of them on the internet. Here, I jizzed all over my foot, and I charged you $35 for it. You can also sell pictures of baby feet.
That's not your right. That is not your right to do that.
Who's buying pictures of baby feet?
I don't want to know. Do you want to know?
And who's selling pictures? And they better be of your own children's.
But if you're selling
it... it's just as creepy.
That's super creepy.
That's
even creepier.
But if you're selling pictures of feet... They're going to have to be your own kids' feet.
No, they should...
And that's weird enough.
Don't do that.
Because
that's
if you're
really
taking
strange.
Pictures of other people's kids' feet...
It's all weird. Just don't do it. So,
is there an age limit on Feedify? Like, can you put baby feet up there?
Oh, God. I don't even know. I mean, it sounds like Spotify. How old you got to be to have one of those accounts?
13, I think.
Oh, probably what it is.
So you got a 13-year-old feet are the youngest feet you can have on Feedify. Oh,
that's so gross.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't even like the idea of an adult buying a picture of a 13-year-old's foot. Even though it's just a foot and it's just a photo.
I have issues with an adult buying a picture of some other adult's foot.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I mean,
even if it's his wife's, I still don't like it.
So,
gross.
Karma, before we wrap this up, have you thought about making this your side hustle now?
You know, I really didn't.
Because honestly, though, if you could make, say, $500 a week.
No, that it's you'd have to sell. No, you'd have to sell 100 feet photos.
50 feet photos for.
At what, $5?
Or 100 feet photos.
Yeah, 100 feet photos at $5.
In
but
a week.
No one's buying that. No, what? Prove us wrong. Prove us wrong.
That's
if you
14 pictures of your feet a day.
If you can prove us wrong and you have legitimate receipts from getting paid $500 in a year, in a year's time.
Send them to productsofpublicschool@gmail.com. You could also leave us a voicemail or send us a text message of the picture of it at 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will.
All right. So you have to prove to us.
Yeah. Show
that
us.
You're
show
making
us,
some money.
Yeah. Show us.
I don't even think it's a thing. I think they just think you can probably, make money.
Someone somewhere
is making money doing this. But
once.
To make this a legitimate side hustle, like you're picking up an Uber shift
to
a couple
even
times
call
a week.
It a side hustle.
Yeah.
Side hustle means
that's a stretch.
Every once in a while, you're making extra dough that you can take the family out to Outback. You know, that's
or
what
you're
that
saving
means.
For a vacation or
something.
But your kid's birthday's coming up.
But that also means at some point you can cash in and get the vacation. It doesn't mean you sold one foot pick of
every
your big
3 weeks.
Yeah,
you
for
sell
$1.50.
Yeah, for $2.50 a shot or something.
Yes,
that's not going to work out for it.
I mean, if all you have is a $10 a year foot. This is not worth your time.
You might as well just go for Uber Eats.
Yeah,
go do your side hustle that way.
Yes.
It's a lot less demeaning, I'm guessing.
Totally agree with
you, Patrick.
Stop
selling your child's feet.
Yeah, be done with it. So I think this is all we got for today. I hope you guys found this very educational, perhaps inspirational.
We saved you a lot of time from actually even reading that article.
Yeah, we did. And for those of you who have been thinking in the back of your mind, hey, maybe I can have a career in selling feet pics.
It'd be the next foot model.
Yeah, now you know you can't.
You know
can't.
There's an avenue. There is an avenue.
An avenue away from this.
Feetify. Well, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to drop us a voicemail or shoot us a text message, that's 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, Woo! We apologize for everything.
We're
and we will see
sorry.
You
we are
next week.
So sorry.
Peace.
Do you think they like those long nails that curl up at the end? Remember the Guinness Book?
Oh, God, the lady with the fingernail on. Imagine that on your feet.
Oh, that's probably a $5,000 foot right there.
Oh, I wonder how much they could get.
I bet you.